call. And what we do is provide victim services. We provide resources for mental health and wellness, just trying to get the individual back on track. So our primary focus right now is San Bernardino City, down in the Inland Empire. But again, we provide services up in Victorville and throughout the whole county. And so there are other individuals that deal with domestic violence. So if that ever comes up, I'd be your point of contact. So I just wanted to offer that to Wrightwood, because I am in the middle of Inland Empire and High Desert. And we also offer individuals that have challenged backgrounds free forklift driving classes. So they could get their forklift certification, and we assist them. So typically that is individuals who are on parole or probation, parole, and again, just trying to get their lives back on track. So that's full circle, beyond prepared, and young visionaries. And my number, am I able to give it?
Sure.
Our communication line is 909-359-3200. And again, for anything for health, wellness, safety, or any kind of intervention specialist needs, I'm here for the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Patricia, as always.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments?
I'll introduce myself.
Okay.
Hello, I'm a fairly new resident to Wrightwood. My name is Eddie Wimbaga. I'm opening a real estate office right across from Mountain Hardware. It's the old antique store. The type of guy that I am, I get encompassed in whatever community that I'm in. And I started hanging out here because of my girlfriend. And we played softball here. And we love the community, we loved it. So we bought a house here. So we owned our home for about a year here. And one of the things that I want to do is just be more involved and see what I could do to help create a community that needs my skills or energy or my abilities that I can do. So I'm happy to help in any way that I can. One of the things that I did jump into, as well as opening the real estate office, which isn't open yet, we're still waiting for the Department of Real Estate and a couple of items to red tape that needs to be dealt with in California. But I'm also the executive director of the Catholic Retreat Camp at the top of Acorn. It's formerly Maria Stella. They needed a little bit of organization. So I came in, kind of give them a little bit more advancement in technology to kind of organize their bookings and dealing with their employees and just kind of running the camp. So I'm involved there as well too. So happy to be involved and try to help them with where they're at. Also, one of the things that St. Edward Retreat Center is what it's called now. What we're involved with is the Golden Spotted Oak Boar. We're going to host their survey in our area to try to figure out where it's affecting our area. St. Edward Retreat Center, the Lund family owns it, and they own 213 acres there. So I'm not sure if everybody knows how large that camp is, but they own 213 acres of Wrightwood. And one of our goals is try to help solve what's going on with the GSOP. And I'm learning a lot with it, but I'm here to help and try to see what we can do to try to minimize the effectiveness of how it's destroying some of the oak trees. Here. So happy to be involved as much as I can whenever I'm here. I am a real estate agent. I bounced around from Arizona to here, so I'm kind of all over the place. My background is in the hockey world. I actually played for Team USA for 45 and older people, so I'm kind of everywhere around the world. So, but that's kind of like my background. I look forward to meeting a lot of everybody, and I've met quite a few people and spent some time with a few of you here, and I look forward to meeting you all a little bit more.
Thank you very much. All right, any other public comments? We'll move on to agency reports. I see San Bernardino County Sheriff. Welcome.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
All right, so we're going to be going over the calls for the Wrightwood area for the month of January. So total calls for the month of January is 121 calls for service.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Could you please state your name on the microphone?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sergeant Mark Rios.
Thank you.
So 121 calls for service. Out of the those calls for service, we had 10 reports that were taken. And out of those 10 reports taken, we had 2 arrests. So for the calls for service, the top 5, if you will, we had 911 follow-ups. That could be anything from medical alerts to somebody needing assistance, whether it be law enforcement or medical aids. The next will be 602, which is trespassing. That's kind of on the increase here. Obviously, it's snow time, so we're trying to get our presence up here on the weekend so we don't have a whole lot of that. Thirdly, it was going to be incidents. That could be just a non-criminal call-in where they requested our assistance, whether it be for advice or whatever, and we would come up for that. And then area checks. That would be people calling in, whether it be suspicious activity or what have you, and we would come up and check the area for whatever was called in. And lastly, high call volume was 459 audible alarms, which are basically any kind of a house alarm or panic alarm that would go off, and we would come up and see what was happening. Other than that, that's it. Any questions?
I do not have any.
No.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And fire had to go. They had an actual fire. They have to apologize.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Alrighty. We have Mr. Porter here. Supervisor Cooks.
Hello, everyone. CJ Porter with Supervisor Cook's office. So I don't really have much today, but I did find out today that the discretionary fund that we allocated CSD to assist with some of the snow play concerns as a result of some of those concerns were sent yesterday, today?
She mailed it yesterday.
So we're glad that's actually happening. I've been out on paternity leave for 2 weeks, and I've been working from home for the last 2 weeks. So I'm back in the office tomorrow. And also, I know that most of you are familiar with what's happening at Park Drive, but I just want to let you know that if you have any questions or concerns and you'd like a presentation from Public Works at the CSD meeting or something like that, just let us know and we can get that set up, whether it's the next meeting or the one after that. But I think they said that they're going out to bid in April. But besides that, I don't have anything unless there's any other questions.
Thank you very much. You. Congratulations.
I said, thanks for being here.
Oh, no problem.
All righty. Are there any other agencies present? All righty. We're going to move on to item number 6, consent calendar. Here, do you have the chance to review?
Yeah, I read it. It looks like
that. Can I get a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. All righty. Item number 7, General Manager's Report.
All right. First, I'd like to start off by saying how much I appreciate this community and for the support I've received during my transition to General Manager. I actually look forward to going into work each day and serving the community while learning something new every day. Without the support, this would not be possible. Speaking of learning, I was able to attend a few webinars and workshops this month. The first was a 3-hour Brown Act webinar. Then I did a 6-hour Best Board Practices live webinar, a 1-hour Board Member District Liability webinar, and I also attended a 2-hour live workshop on grant writing sponsored by the Wrightwood Village Foundation. On February 23rd and 24th, I'll be attending another virtual workshop for budget planning for special districts. This is a 6-hour course, and the cost is $175. The grant application for the feasibility study for the downtown commercial septic was submitted on January 15th to the Lahontan Water Board. I've not received any responses yet. I've been in touch with Samuel Shoup, Supervisor Cook's I can never say this word, but constituent services director, to let him know.
Constituent?
I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, that's easy. To let him know that we'd be interested in discussing some of the upcoming road improvements on Park Drive, along with coordinating with Edison for possibly incorporating some unique, more street lights. Shoup's willing to set up a meeting to discuss this further and help in any way that he can. Angela has sent all the letters to the commercial property owners regarding the implementation of commercial residing. Angela and I, along with Brandon from CR&R, spent a day walking the town to see where and how we can add more dumpsters and trash cans. We're trying to avoid having Park Drive being littered with cans and dumpsters. I also requested that we can get some matching dumpsters and was told that this is possible. On Friday, we had a slight emergency in the kitchen. A catering crew was using the kitchen to prepare a full menu for a wedding that was happening that night. I don't know if you guys saw her on the Wrightwood page. Anyway, we couldn't get one of the ovens to stay lit. So I was able to get a hold of Dan Campbell with Campbell's Appliance, and he showed up within 15 minutes and was able to fix the problem in less than five. It turned out that there was a loose connection on the thermal couple, so Dan did not charge for his time because he said it was an appreciation for our sponsorship with Music in the Pines. Oh, let's see. And as soon as I get word as to when the park will be finished, I will announce a ribbon cutting for the entire community. And that's it.
Thank you for all your work this month. Appreciate
my
it.
Pleasure.
Financials. Alrighty. So we're moving on to item number 8, revised December 2022 financials and January 2023 financials, discussion and possible action.
Okay, the financials, the only error on the December was that I adjusted the current bank balance on the disbursement. I had put the prior months right here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty much the only adjustment for December and then the January.
I reviewed them. They
looked
good to me. Thank you.
Do we have to vote on these things?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Alrighty. Do I have a motion to approve the revised December 2022 financials and the January 2023 financials?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. All right, item number 9, Hollis Stewart Park update.
Okay, there's not much of an update right now. We're just tying up some loose ends. And as soon as I have any information, you all will be the first to know.
All right, thank you. Okay, item number 10. Joint use agreement with Snowline Unified School District. I'll pass this along to Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. As the board may remember, the last issue that we had dealt with the gates for the open area facilities on page 5 and responsibility for locking and not locking those gates. And we have reached agreement at least at the staff level on the direction that was given by the board that the district would only be responsible for locking and unlocking those gates for events that the district is responsible for. So the school district was willing to make the changes requested by the board. And so the agreement is ready to be signed by the board president, and I think it's being circulated by the school district as well. No action is necessary as it was consistent with the direction given by the board previously.
This includes the ball fields and all that, Steve?
Yes.
thank you very much for your help with this. Is there any questions?
Is there anything else that was in here that we wanted addressed or not?
No, the last issue was just making sure, if you recall, that the school district had us blocking the gates at 9 o'clock.
Yes, yeah. No, yeah. I remember that portion.
Okay. That was it. That was the last issue.
Nothing else was added.
No.
No.
Okay, so what do you need from us? A vote?
No, it's not on the agenda for action because it's consistent with the action that was already in direction that was already given by the board. And
right.
So the board president is already authorized to execute consistent with that. It's really an update just to let the board know. But if there was any direction otherwise different than what was given previously, then that would be something the board could do now. But in the absence of that board, it's just information only. And I think it's something that President Lopiccolo can execute tonight.
I'm fine with it.
Good. Okay. Alrighty. Thank you, board. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 11, proposed revised 2022-2023 annual budget discussion and possible action.
Tammy, you want to let us know if there were any additions or not?
Is that how we do this? Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of did the agenda backwards. I should have done this after agenda items, but...
Tammy can't hear you.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Hang on a second. So on the income, I did increase it a little bit. I noticed our rentals are increasing, so I did, you know, bump that up a tiny bit. Let's see, what was it? I added line item for rent and utilities for a new rental space. For $20,000, and I'm trying to find
it. Where's that?
I'm trying to find, sorry, my page is.
Is it a total 5140 where it says budget 25,600?
No. It's right where the port is. There it is, 5140. Oh, you're right, I apologize. Yes. So I increased that, hopes that we can possibly rent a larger office. Would be nice. And then I did add $5,000 for training / travel expenses for conferences. There is one coming up in June that is on the agenda we need to discuss. I did up the green waste fees a little bit because I'm hoping to have another one this year since we only had the one. I'm just going off a previous year. I took 21 and 22 and kind of reevaluated that again and made some more adjustments.
The training is not only for the GM, it's for the
for
staff
and, yes,
or
yes.
Anybody else that were... We deem needs to go to these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. Those are the only two that I made any changes. I lowered the GM salaries, so that brought in a lot more. The payroll taxes obviously dropped. I made a few adjustments, lowered some of the facility maintenance and job supplies, just little minor tweaks here and there. But the main additions were the rental and the green waste fees. And and the training, I apologize. And then the revenue went up on the facility rentals a little bit. And then capital outlay. I did add another $10,000 for the short. The park.
I saw that. Thank you.
Okay. other than that, like I said, it's just a few little tweaks here and there.
Have we talked about when we want to update this again? Originally, we talked about doing this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we missed the first quarter. This mm-hmm. is like the second quarter.
Yeah.
Are we going to be doing it in the third quarter or not?
That's up to you guys
yeah.
if you want me
I
to
mean,
do it.
I would defer to you on that one because you work on it. So, you know, you and Sadie worked on this last one, correct?
Okay.
Did you? Oh, I'm just asking. Just, is that correct? I'm looking
sure.
to... No. Okay, just you?
And Tammy.
And Tammy. Okay. Apologies. But yes, like I said, I would defer to you if you think we should do that.
Well, I know the first one we put out, correct me if I'm wrong, Vicki, it was close to 170 we showed as the net on that. And with these additions and the actual taxes and that type of thing,
yeah.
we're showing 50,000. So that's a whole bunch different.
Yeah.
what we were projecting before. And I think the key to this type of stuff is things like office or training, things that we forgot, that we address it quarterly so that we got a better idea of how to spend the money that's coming in. I mean, that's the bottom line. As long as we're in the positive, I'm pretty well open to looking at doing things, but not when I see a negative. Just by, you know, where I come from on that. So if we can stay at 50 or above, great.
Okay.
Then we can add some things. I know we've got a dance thing coming up to talk about. I don't know if it's tonight or later.
Yeah.
But other people that want to do stuff in Parks and Rec, that's going to be key for me. How I vote based on where we are with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
that's where I'm coming from.
Well, I'll support that. I think that's good.
No,
so
that's good.
I would say that I'm okay on accepting this revised preliminary budget for this quarter.
Okay.
Do we have to vote on that or not?
Steve, do we have to take a vote on that? Accepting this proposed revised budget?
It has been agendized so that you can. You can, or you can just review it and be good with it. So I would, if you're good with it, I would suggest that you go ahead and make that a formal action.
Now, since it's on the agenda, does the public have the right to make comments on what we've done on this budget?
Yes.
I believe they do.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. I did the Brown Act webinar the other day, so I got a lot of stuff in my brain.
Me too.
So if there's anybody from the public that would like to comment on this, feel free. Otherwise, we can move on, Madam President. Oh, here we go. We're not going to add real estate to the budget. I'm sorry.
Well, real estate is very valuable. So, and we do have some, right? Especially with what we lease with the land from the school. So I think I'd like to see that maybe we show some efforts to continue to raise the revenue that we could bring in. Potentially, I think there's maybe lost opportunity for maybe utilizing advertising with some of the land that we have or the land that we're renting, or maybe a name sponsor with DCB Bank could be an advertising, Mount Hardware could advertise maybe a park. My real estate company could advertise a park. So, but I think maybe that's something that could maybe increase some revenue to help with the funding that comes from the COC. So
okay.
That's my 2 cents.
Thank you. Alrighty, do I have a motion to approve the proposed revised 2022-2023 annual budget?
Do we need one or we just accept it? I didn't think we had to do a motion, did we, Steve?
Well, he just said to do one.
Oh, he did?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Motion to approve the revised 2022-2023 budget.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Alrighty. Item number 12, training for general manager discussion and possible action.
That's why I'm saying I did this backwards. I should have done them these first and then the budget. So I apologize.
That's okay.
It's actually, like Chuck said, it's not necessarily just for me, but there is a main conference that I was hoping I could go to in Lake Tahoe over the summer. I did get a scholarship, so they are going to pay for the actual conference itself. I just need travel expenses and hotel. So I'm assuming, because you approved the budget, that it's okay. Because that's what that was for.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I appreciate that you're doing this training and educating yourself, so I'm in support of it. Would the $5,000 be, that's just like a generic, like,
I just
cap, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
No, the trip won't cost $5,000.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
It was just
like
a number thrown out there.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm good with it.
No, I think it's important. I know that there's secretary webinars and trainings, GM. There might be some trainings for board members also. So we just talked about at least putting in some money for training just to cover that type of thing. And I know that when she goes to webinars at the or not even webinars, but trainings at the Mojave Water District, she should be paid for her mileage. You know, to me, that's just standard business.
Yep.
So I wanted to make sure that we put some type of dollar amount there. So it was at least covered in the budget.
Yep.
As opposed to a surprise. So, yeah, no, I'm fine with it as long as everybody understands that. That's a generic thing, could be used by a lot of different people.
Okay.
Because some seminars are free. There's a lot that are free. But, like, the budget one's going to be $175. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Like I said, I appreciate you both, you know, looking into that training. I think it really helps us move forward as a district.
No doubt. Any public comments? Since it was on the agenda.
Did you have any comments for everyone? All right, well, do I have a motion then to approve the training for, or do we have to motion for this?
Yeah, it's on the agenda.
Okay, well,
like
do I have
said,
a motion
all
to
backwards,
approve
so.
The training for general manager?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, item number 13, office space, discussion and possible action.
Okay, again, I already brought it up in the budget, but if you've ever seen our office, you'll understand why I'm making this request. We've just simply outgrown our 12 by 6 foot office and need more storage space as well. Conducting a private meeting has become nearly impossible with all the events and traffic we get coming and going through the building. Angela and I cannot talk on the phone at the same time. I could go on and on. So anyway, I've contacted a local realtor. There's two spaces in town right now. One of them is the round building. It was $1,250. And then the old bike shop on the corner of Evergreen and Park, that is $1,500 a month.
That's the one that used to be Willow, the clothing store. Before.
Melrose.
Round
building, you're not talking about the cellar, are you?
No.
That's horrible.
Oh, no. I wouldn't even go through.
It's
no.
The old chamber. Meeting.
The middle.
Yeah.
The middle.
The chamber was down in the hole.
They were in
yeah.
a hole.
That was horrible.
That's no. I wouldn't do that.
This
yeah.
is the
no.
ground floor then? Is that right? Would you call it the
I
ground floor?
I guess the whole building.
Okay.
Bottom,
like you walk
it?
In
no,
and
just
it's
just the bottom? Or
not
the
bottom.
The
middle.
I would
no.
say the middle.
I don't want to share.
The middle.
Okay.
No, the bottom's scary. But there's really just not a lot available right now, so we'll just keep our eyes open and you know, unless, you know, one of these is an option or I just wanted to look and see what there was and present it. So.
Well, and it's 15 a month is what you're asking for, or they're asking for, 18,000 a year. I would kind of like to see us tie it up for like 5 years. Yes?
How much space do you need?
We need privacy for one thing, so we need an office and a, you know, it doesn't have to be huge, just bigger than what we have.
We talked about looking at houses. Somebody wanted to rent a two-bedroom house with one bathroom. What they need is space for supplies. They need space for files. We're starting to get more and more files from the different ordinances that we do, the stuff that the board members have to do, and, you know, have it filed away because they are responsible for that. All you have to do is walk into that office.
I can give everyone a tour.
You know,
so it's like 900,000 square feet with 1,200.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I think the only way I can look at it from the outside is it looks like a big open space, and I'm thinking even if you did dividers, you know, type of thing. They need a space to work on.
We can't have private meetings. You know, there's just, we come out here, and then there's a client. It's just, we've definitely outgrown it here.
What else is in here?
In here? Yeah, just the stage, the kitchen, that's a closet. We've thought.
Chairs and tables.
I've even thought about, and I guess I could look into that too, how much to add an office here, and then we split the offices. It's another idea I could look into.
Because when we're dealing with a budget of 15,000 as our base, 18,000 is like that's a good portion of it. That's 50% of what your base level is. So if we're gonna spend $18,000 on office or $20,000 on office, if $50,000 of, as long as we stay over 50,000, you were happy. $18,000 is detrimental to that number.
Well, the original number on this budget was, I believe, 70. And it went down, the proposed budget went down because we put in the 20,000 for utilities and office space and training, I think. That's why it went down. But the point being is the office, you have one day, I don't know if it's a month or a week, the senior line dancing. They're there.
We have a co-op school. That's really hard to have.
The school. And you also have the tri-co-op the farmer's market. You have a lot of people in here while they're trying to do work in a cubbyhole. It's an office. It's not an office. It's a closet. Yeah. And when we started, we had a budget which showed a $16,000 profit or net gain. And it took us a while to get to that point. What we did do was we had $21,000 a year for five or six years for the skate park that we were paying the county. We had a $10,000, it was in the financial. $10,000-something payment for
the election
cost of the Yes on CSD campaign, which we had to pay six portions of that when they gave us the final bill for the original election. I agree. It was crazy. But anyway, that's paid off. So if you take our 10 and the 21, that's $31,000 that we're not paying anymore a year. That's gone. So my brain is saying we got some extra money now to get them out of that closet and look at what would be good to make them more efficient.
It is a closet. I'm sorry.
It is.
Are there any grants out there that we have?
I'm sorry?
Any grants for an office? No?
I don't know. Originally, when we were looking at the $183,000 grant, stuff was proposed, which was dividing off this portion, the back portion for an office space for them. That was mixed. We had the dog park situation over by Wright Mountain Road. and land was to be negotiated or given. But that, for a lot of different reasons, that went by the wayside. And then eventually we went to, let's update the children's park, because a lot of that stuff through winter for 20, 25 years was cracked, was broken. It was time to address that. But we took up a bunch of the money, and we had the community come up with another $80,000 as donates for that park. And we're still working on some issues, that type of thing. I think it's going to be done fairly quickly, but there's other issues to work through at this moment in time. But, what, you want me to wrap it up?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some place to go?
I
but anyway, that was the background of where we're moving in this thing. And I personally think the old bike shop would be good. I'd like to get them in there as soon as possible and make the changes that need to be made, the phone lines, those type of things. But it's up to the board.
I have a question. Have you thought about utilizing that room too, and like busting out the wall and expanding what you're in now? I don't know how big that is.
We have, but that is honestly stuffed full of storage.
Yeah, yeah.
Every closet is max.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we expand it, we need another closet then, or another storage.
See, I'm not in favor of expanding inward here in this building, because I still feel, you know, it's used for dancing, it's used for all kinds of things, and I don't think there's enough space to take away from. So I'm not a fan of that, personally. And I don't know that how we would build out, because we have, you know, the handicap parking to our left here. So do you prefer the building on Park or over the round building?
I do.
I'm asking because the round building to me is like, as you enter town, it's easy access to where people show up in town, and it could almost be like a visitor center type situation when people come into town. I'm asking, I've never been in, or I've been in that building, but it's been probably 10 years. So
yeah, I haven't been in there in a while either.
What is that? Is it a couple of rooms, or is it just
it's
one
just one big
area?
Circle. Uh-huh.
Okay. So and do then, you, what would we have to do to create storage there for?
See, we'd have to add a closet, TI. We'd have to do a little TI work on that one.
And is there storage at the other building?
The other one, there's a lot bigger and a storage, yes. And that one is more suitable, and all we would really have to do is maybe add a wall, you know, to kind of separate. So that there's one private area
where
we can have meetings. And
I agree with that. I've been to lots of meetings throughout my CSD experience, you know, at the water board and places like that. And there's always an area, or the supervisor's office, there's always an area where you have privacy where you can conduct a meeting. And I have been in many meetings here where we've shared with someone using Wi-Fi, or we've shared with the dancers or something like that. So I do understand the need. I think professionally, like having a space where people can sit down and conduct a meeting with, you know, CRNR or whoever it is, I do think that's necessary. You know, for me, I like the cheaper option, of course.
Right.
But that's why I ask if it's set up in a way that you feel that it's usable without us having to spend more money to bring it up to your needs.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas or property? Do you have any ideas or property of, you know, areas that maybe we can take a look at more than these two? Would you follow through with Tammy on that?
That'd be great. Is it a commercial building?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, we need to do it. I mean, I just flat out, is there any negative about even doing it?
Just cost. I don't see that it's negative, but it's a cost, as we brought up, you know. But I do agree with you. We have paid off our election costs. We've paid off our skateboard loan, and we were saddled with that when we barely had any money, and we made it happen.
So I have a thought with, if it's utilizing the old bike store for the round building, I agree would be something that's kind of nice. It's like a community center. We're in a Redwood. That's like a community building next to the Grizzly. A lot of people like to eat there. It's like off to the, not beaten path, but just, it's right off the main strip. One of the things that everybody wants to do in Redwood is to, hey, how can we make this a little bit more of a destination town and have a store survive here? So if we're going to put an office building that's for a municipality on the main street that's going to be closed on the weekend, I don't think that serves people visiting our town or serves people enjoying the downtown strip. That's our mini downtown strip. So I don't think that serves the community as much.
Well, given the fact that we have how many real estate offices on the main street?
Yeah, how many?
I'm not sure how that serves the.
Well, this is why I bring that up, honestly, because everybody said when I'm opening a real estate office, like, oh, that's all we need is another real estate office in town. I'm different. I'm the one that's opening your real estate office. And just because you said that. So I've been involved in large communities at one point in time. Bill Valto is the mayor of Upland, who's the former town that I used to live in for 17 years. And I've lived for 17 years. Still own the home. My daughters live there. I own that home. Both Bill Belzo and I ran for city council. He beat me. But he's now the mayor of Upland. So I looked back and I was like, you know what? Maybe I could have been the mayor of Upland if I won that seat. But I was second place to him. That aside, I was also, the reason why I moved to Upland was because there was a hockey rink in Upland. And I used to work at that hockey rink. It came up for sale and I didn't get it. But the YMCA ended up buying it and made it a beautiful building, great recreation facility for the city of Upland. I ended up owning a hockey rink in Irvine because of that transition. And with that community of my hockey community that I had in Irvine, I raised over $1 million in 11 years for Children's Hospital of Orange County. And it was an 11-year running. So
I would love to get you together with Tammy and Dottie and see if we can come up with different places. But I'd like to see this thing move ahead. I just, you know, it's my biggest thing with the round circle building is it's not real friendly to people like myself. I got medical things and have a tough time either parking or trying to get up to the area. And the other one, like you say, it's on the main street. We're going to have major improvement being done very shortly with the sidewalks and the different thing for the water to drain and the street, that type of thing. I know is happening.
Do you mean on Park?
On Park.
Oh, okay.
And that's where it is, just that little bit of parking. So, but, you know, I'm open to any place type of thing as long as it fits them. And that's the GM and her staff to be more efficient, to utilize their time better than, you know, playing keep away in the closet.
I agree with you. I would like to hear what the building that she has also. I don't know how I know you want to move on it right away. You probably don't want to wait till the next board meeting. Is there a chance
it depends
together?
On what we have available. You know, I don't know where we are in talking to the ownership of the old bike shop. You know, I would hate to lose it because to me it's a good location, but that's one of five. You know, we got to get all five of us in agreement to it. So,
how do you feel?
I would like to hear more from Dottie maybe next month and then move on it then. I don't know if it's possible to be having that conversation with the owner of the bike shop right now just so that they know that we're interested, but wait until we have a solidified.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then we could move on it in March. March. That's my sense.
So we'll put that on hold. What do you think?
I mean, I'm okay with it. I would just like to get a couple more options. Like I said, I'm in support of it. I think it's a great idea. I would just like to get more price options and maybe what Dottie presents might fit you more suitably. So I say we hold on it until next month, unless we find something where it's, we have to move on it and we can call a special meeting.
Yeah. I just have a question. What was Dottie's proposal? I couldn't hear.
Well, I have a client that has a building that may be and will be available. And it's great location, parking, and all that. One story.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing it.
Thank you for bringing that. Does anyone else have anything else?
Oh.
All right. Thanks for bringing that to us.
Thank you.
We'll move on to item number 14, Wrightwood Historical Society variance request, discussion and possible action.
Do we have someone here from the Historical Society to talk about it?
No. Let's see.
Well, so personally, the museum portion, it's almost divided into three places. And the variance, I believe, is asking for the middle section as a meeting
for
area.
For the meeting room.
And that's where we have Alcoholics Anonymous,
so, yeah.
AA, rents that building quite a bit. We've had another AA, what about trying to rent it, but the Historical Society had it, and they have the variance for free.
Mm-hmm.
You all know my opinion on variances. So I'm against that portion of it, and I think the first part where all the artifacts are and that type of thing, I'm fine on keeping that the same with them and not charging them for that portion of the building. But the meeting room, we got paying customers. I'm sorry. I prefer to have the paying customers than another variance.
They have a membership fee that they collect annually, so it's not like they don't have any money.
You know, and they get donations quite a bit.
This
I know I've done it when we first moved up here. They do, you know, ask for donations, those type of things. So
they just have Fridays.
At this moment in time, and with us looking to expand a little bit with office and other things, I would be opposed to doing a variance on that section.
So is this for both of those sections, or is this just for the museum part?
It's kind of confusing, but I believe the top paragraph is for the museum itself, which, is fine. But the second paragraph, I assume, is for the rent, their meeting. I was just informed they were... want every Friday for free? Yeah.
So when they have their meetings, is that when they're actually opening the museum to the public, or is this separate?
No, it's a separate.
It's
separate.
Members.
Okay. Yeah. So they're asking for both to have?
Well, I don't even think they asked. Did they ask for the museum portion? Is that the second paragraph?
So CSU is generally let the... use the old firehouse for museum rent-free for many years.
That's not what this states, but that's what they're asking, correct? But yeah.
The CSC has generously let the Wrightwood Historical Society use the old firehouse for the museum rent-free for many years. That's
And I say continue that. I don't have a problem not charging them for the museum portion, which is the first part of that building.
So the way I read this variance, that's specifically what they're asking for, not for free meetings, for their meetings. Am I wrong about that?
Angela has been...
So I was the one who, like, received their application, and just for clarification, there's two things that they are using the building for that they've applied for. One is for the actual museum part that's open to the public on Saturdays from 10 to 4, and then on Fridays, they block off that time. It's pretty much the entire day. For their purposes of, like, doing their work, their research, whatever. And that's what I believe they're asking for this variance, for that Friday. It's every Friday for the entire year. And I think what Chuck was referencing is that there was a discrepancy. We had somebody who wanted to use that room. We couldn't. We had to contact them. She did say that if the public or somebody wanted to use that space, that they could do it by appointment. But that it does create another administrative, like, you know, task for us mm-hmm. to contact them, see if they're available, relay it back to the person, and figure that out. So.
And so have they always used the facility rent-free, both for their meetings and for...
Not in the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened. Yeah.
Well, they have guest speakers that come in and to the community, comes in and listens to different historical things.
Yeah.
So it's not just meetings. It's more of an educational,
okay.
informative meeting.
And they do take... money for dues, and what is the rental of that middle section of the firehouse?
Same as here, $15 an hour.
Okay, so $15 an hour. I'm not really sure that if you've got dues and that type of thing, that should be an issue, but it's not me to say.
Well, to me, it's, I personally want more clarity on this because it's very confusing to me. I mean, I don't want to impede them from having their operations for running their museum, but to me, this doesn't really say anything that I'm seeing about the middle room and having meetings in the middle room. So I personally would like some clarification maybe from Lauren Quisera and ask maybe to redo the variance. That's just me.
No, I agree.
And if she's asking for both, then maybe put submit two applications instead of all on one so that it's more clear.
Yeah. I mean, I think they provide a great service, and I wouldn't want to stop them from doing what they're doing. And it sounds in here, it says, without this rate variance, the museum would not be able to continue providing this service to the community. I don't want to stop them from doing that, but I would like to know exactly like what the financial impact is. If they're using that single room, how much should they be paying for that single room if we were to charge them versus if we don't?
15.
Yeah, but I mean, it's 15 times 8 times 4 or whatever it is mm-hmm. a month. I'd like to know that dollar amount.
Not a problem.
That's just me.
That's fine.
Well, could we just ask them to just reevaluate this variance and resubmit it? Thank you.
Is there any chance of giving them a discount? Mm-hmm. All or nothing? Mm-hmm. Everything or nothing?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
They just need to let us know where.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to item number 15, cert variance request, discussion and possible action.
Well, I was a member of cert, still am. The monthly meeting, which they're asking for the variance on, is to train the volunteers for cert. There's no dues, there's nothing. It's all a volunteer organization. They deal with information for training for the CERT people in case this village, town, whatever, has a major earthquake, emergency, whatever it may be. And that's basically the purpose of it. If they get donations, all you have to do is look at the containers across from the Grizzly Cafe. There's generators, there's medical supplies, there's a ton of stuff in those trailers on anything that's donated, whether it be money or whatever. We get donations from the Monster Mile that they do every year. They donate money to CERT. That turns around and goes into equipment for the community. And it's not if you're a member or not a member. It's basically for the entire community. If there is, you know, a problem, earthquake, whatever it may be, that they need help. And they back up the fire department in the sense of eyes and ears. And basically, this is one of the few that I would say yes on.
mean, I support this. I think this is a great service to the community, and we need CERT, so I support it.
I move that we agree and pass the variance for CERT's meetings.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 16, Spring Ball Softball League, discussion and possible action.
All right, it's that time of year again, and everybody's getting anxious to play some softball, so I'm asking the board if we can bring our softball league back and start our spring ball possibly around March 12th and end playoffs May 21st. And these are kind of tentative, could be week before, week after, whatever, but can we please start softball again?
Give me a little background on who does the registration and money and that type of thing.
We do.
Okay, so that comes
Angela
under your
and
department.
I will be doing it, yes.
Okay. We put this on hold. Well, you know the specifics. Was it COVID that we put it on hold for?
No, it was going during COVID. We just put it on hold in the fall because we need to deal with, like, finalizing our agreement for the park and all that type of stuff. So we put it on hold for that period. And, like Tammy said, people want to play, and you all know I support this. It brings us in revenue. We've gotten it pretty down as far as how we operate it, and it'll be, operated by Tammy and Angela, more hands-on, I guess. I think it'll be good.
Are you guys looking in the future for, like, soccer or, like, football?
Yes,
or
baby
other,
steps.
Other things.
I don't want to scare Angela away.
We
have a lot on our plate right now, but, yes, we would like to get the children's soccer. There's adult soccer. We have the flag football going. We need volunteers. Volunteers would be great.
I remember that the reason we put it on hold was because we didn't have a signed lease, and our five-year lease with the county was coming due.
Well, that's what our lease that we just are signing is for.
So, I'm for it. I think it was a great program. I think it gave us revenue, and I think the community liked it.
Yeah. And I met with Angela and Tammy not too long ago and kind of did, description of the past programs that we did. And we talked about potentially flag football again in the summer and, maybe soccer, cornhole. So there's a lot of opportunity now that we, COVID's kind of settled down and we have the ability to run it. So,
I'm not behind it.
So there's more revenue. Come on, guys, I need volunteers. There we go. Field hockey.
Nice.
Come on.
So,
any comments?
I'll comment. I play the softball league and it's a lot of fun. And it brings the community together. I've met a lot of people in the community because of that league. Just one suggestion. I think that every season there's always new, like, learning experiences, and for rules and regulations, or just to spill out any scenario, exactly how it was or was not, and say, this is what our rules are, and this is what our guidelines are, and that's my suggestion as, from my sports background.
Team captain.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, I also, didn't we in the past have a park and recreation staff person to help you? So that is that I'm not on the table?
Not as of right now.
Monica did that for a while and worked for us. It started with Monica and I volunteering, and then Monica started doing it, and then it was handed off to staff. And so right now we don't have a Parks and Rec person per se, but that could be a future item if we get more programs going on.
We'll need it.
Yeah.
Eventually,
maybe use for that office.
Yeah,
space
we can cram them in there.
If that ever happens. So.
And what happened?
Make sure they're
Monica,
not claustrophobic.
She was on one of the teams. Did she have a shoulder injury?
Yeah, she had a shoulder injury
and surgery.
Yeah, she moved.
It's the labor of love.
Yeah, tough sport.
It was fun.
All righty. Well, do we need a motion to approve that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Can I get a motion to approve spring softball?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. All righty. We're on to item number 17, recess to closed session, conference legal counsel, anticipated litigation, initiation of litigation pursuant to government code section. Won't read that. We will be opening to another open session when our closed session ends. So if you would like to wait outside, you're more than welcome.
It's a tad nippy. So.